Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Mazakas Menachos Daf Ayin Beis, the end of the sixth parak Rav Yishmol, and the beginning of the seventh parak El Menachos Nikmasos. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that although the mitzvah of the Omer is to be harvested during the night of the 16th of Nisan, if it was harvested during the day, it's valid. The Gemara objects that a Mishnah lists various mitzvahs which are performed during the night or the day, listing Ksiris HaOmer as performed during the night. Comparing the two groups indicates that just as mitzvahs of the day, for example, Shechit of Karbanos, cannot be performed at night, so two mitzvahs of the night, including Ksiris HaOmer, cannot be performed during the day. Rabbi answers that this reflects the Machlokes Tanaim. Our Braisa teaches that if the Minchas HaOmer became Tameh before being offered, Rebbe says that if more barley is available to be harvested, it should be brought, although it's harvested by day. If none is available, we tell him, Hevi Pikeach Ushtok, be wise and remain silent, and offer the same Tameh Omer. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says that even if there is available barley to be harvested, we tell him to be wise and remain silent. Shekol Omer Shenikser Shelo Kemitzvaso Pasul, because any Omer which is harvested not in its prescribed manner is invalid, meaning it cannot be harvested during the day. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon's basis for disqualifying Ksiris HaOmer performed during the day. He holds, like Rabbi Akiva, his father's teacher, who set a general rule, any malacha which can be performed on Erev Shabbos in a Dorchas HaShabbos does not override Shabbos and must be performed before Shabbos. Furthermore, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who darshaned that harvesting the Omer is a mitzvah which overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon reasons that if Ksiris HaOmer would be valid during the day, it could not be Dorchas Shabbos since it could be performed on Erev Shabbos. Since Rabbi Shmuel taught it does override Shabbos, it proves it cannot be harvested during the day. The Gemara said, since Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, he should likewise hold that any malacha which can be formed before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. Since he holds that Ksiris HaOmer performed during the day is valid, how can it override Shabbos? The Gemara ultimately concede that Rebbe holds Ksiris HaOmer is not Dorchas Shabbos. And point number three, the Gemara suggests that although Rebbe holds Ksiris HaOmer is valid during the day, it still overrides Shabbos because Rabbi Shimon said, Borei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shata, come and see how beloved is a mitzvah performed in its proper time. For a hektar chalavim ve'evarim, burning the fats and limbs of a karbanos, is valid all night, yet the burning the chalavim ve'evarim of the karbanos brought on Shabbos is not postponed until the night after Shabbos because the preferred time of haktara is by day. Likewise, Rebbe can hold that although Ksiris HaOmer is valid by day, it may still override Shabbos to be harvested during the night of the 16th, its optimal time. However, the Gemara counters that Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon surely also learned this ruling of Rabbi Shimon and still held that Ksiris HaOmer would not be Dorchas Shabbos if it would be valid by day. Rather, Hektar Chalavim is different, showing Dorchas HaShechita as a Shabbos, since the Shechita of the Karbanos already overrode Shabbos, so it can be overridden again to allow Hektar Chalavim in the preferred time. In contrast, harvesting the Omer in its preferred time would not override Shabbos, since Shabbos was not previously overridden. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that although the mitzvah of the Omer is to be harvested during the night of the 16th of Nisan, if it was harvested during the day, it's valid. The Gemara objects that a Mishnah lists various mitzvahs which are performed during the night or the day, listing Ksiris HaOmer as performed during the night. Comparing the two groups indicates that just as mitzvahs of the day, for example, Shechit of Karbanos, cannot be performed at night, so two mitzvahs of the night, including Ksiris HaOmer, cannot be performed during the day. Rabbi answers that this reflects the Machlokes Tanaim. Our Braisa teaches that if the Minchas HaOmer became Tameh before being offered, Rebbe says that if more barley is available to be harvested, it should be brought, although it's harvested by day. If none is available, we tell him, Hevi Pikeach Ushtok, be wise and remain silent, and offer the same Tameh Omer. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says that even if there is available barley to be harvested, we tell him to be wise and remain silent. Shekol Omer Shenikser Shelo Kemitzvaso Pasul, because any Omer which is harvested not in its prescribed manner is invalid, meaning it cannot be harvested during the day. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon's basis for disqualifying Ksiris HaOmer performed during the day. He holds, like Rabbi Akiva, his father's teacher, who set a general rule, any malacha which can be performed on Erev Shabbos in a Dorchas HaShabbos does not override Shabbos and must be performed before Shabbos. Furthermore, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who darshaned that harvesting the Omer is a mitzvah which overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon reasons that if Ksiris HaOmer would be valid during the day, it could not be Dorchas Shabbos since it could be performed on Erev Shabbos. Since Rabbi Shmuel taught it does override Shabbos, it proves it cannot be harvested during the day. The Gemara said, since Rabbi was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, he should likewise hold that any malacha which can be formed before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. Since he holds that Ksiras HaOmer performed during the day is valid, how can it override Shabbos? The Gemara ultimately concedes that Rabbi holds Ksiras HaOmer is not Docha Shabbos. And point number three, the Gemara suggests that although Rebbe holds Ksiras HaOmer is valid during the day, it still overrides Shabbos because Rabbi Shimon said, Borei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shata, come and see how beloved is a mitzvah performed in its proper time. For a hektar chalavim ve'evarim, burning the fats and limbs of a karbonos is valid all night, yet the burning the chalavim ve'evarim of the karbonos brought on Shabbos is not postponed until the night after Shabbos because the preferred time of haktara is by day. Likewise, Rebbe can hold that although Ksiras HaOmer is valid by day, it may still override Shabbos to be harvested during the night of the 16th, its optimal time. However, the Gemara counters of Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon surely also learned this ruling of Rabbi Shimon and still held that Ksiras HaOmer would not be Docha Shabbos if it would be valid by day. Rather, Hektar Chalavim is different, Shoy Dachas HaShchita as a Shabbos, since the Shchita of the Karbanos already overrode Shabbos, so it can be overridden again to allow Hektar Chalavim in the preferred time. In contrast, harvesting the Omer in its preferred time would not override Shabbos, since Shabbos was not previously overridden. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Beis, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester, England. He suggested that Ayin Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Balayla themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, could smell the scent from the Hektar Chalavim wafting from the Beis HaMikdash, since Mitzvah Chaviv B'Shaita and Shabbos was already overridden from the Shechita of the Karbanos. So once again, in slow motion, the man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Balayla themed cake, thick piece of cake? That must be Ron Duff, Ayin Beis. The man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Balayla themed cake, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas that the Omer may be harvested during the day or only at night. So the man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Balayla themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, which reminds us, Gemara explains the opinion that holds that Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. So the man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Balayla themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, could smell the scent from the Hektar Chalavim wafting from the Beis HaMikdash, since Mitzvah Chaviva B'Shaita and Shabbos was already overridden from the Shechita of the Karbanos, which reminds us, Gemara explains that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is only Docha Shabbos where Shabbos was already overridden, since the Shechita of the Karbanos already overrode Shabbos, so it can be overridden again to allow Hektar Chalavim in the preferred time. So once again, the man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Balayla themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, could smell the scent from the Hektar Chalavim wafting from the Beis HaMikdash, since Mitzvah Chaviva B'Shaita and Shabbos was already overridden from the Shechita of the Karbanos. All right, so now it's time for our four Blatbach Hazara. Daf Samaches. So the Siman Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The man who confused Sukkos with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach. Schach? That must be on Daf Samaches. The man who confused Sukkos with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when does Chadash become permitted? So the man who confused Sukkos with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses eating Chadash and Chutzlarts when there's a Safek if it has become permitted. So the man who confused Sukkos with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but before the Omer, it's not. Which reminds us, menachos brought from Chadash before the Omer are invalid, but before bringing the Shtei Alechem, they are valid. Daf Samach Tes. So the Siman Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep for the Siman. So here goes. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, soot. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer, which reminds us, Rava asks, Chitim Vizar Makarka, regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, does the Omer permit them or not? The Gemara explains that the kernels were harvested and replanted, and the Omer was offered before they took root. Can they be taken out and eaten? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and the Omer permits them? Or perhaps he subordinated them to the land and they're considered plants, so the Omer can only permit them after they take root. The question is asked regarding two other halachos. So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of an elephant that swallowed palm fibers and expelled them, and they were made into a basket. The Gemara asks, is this considered equal digestion, in which case the basket would be complete glowing, like utensils made of dung, which are not susceptible to tumah, even with the rabbanon, or is it not considered equal? So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant. While he used the basket to catch kernels falling from the clouds to use for the shtei lechem, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, Chitin shiardim ba'avim mahu, wheat kernels which descended from the clouds with the rain, what is their halacha? Rashi explains that clouds took up water from the ocean and swept up a ship full of wheat. The Gemara explains that they can certainly be used for ordinary menachos, and Rabbi Zera's inquiry was about using them for the shtei lechem. When the Torah required that the shtei lechem should be brought mimoshvosechem, from your dwelling places, was it only excluding wheat from chutzlarts, but wheat from clouds may be used, or must it literally come from your dwelling places, and even wheat descended from clouds are invalid for the shtei lechem? Daf Ayin. So the Zimmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here it goes. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room, eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated mice from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much mice he must take since they increased in size, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one harvested stalks of grain and separated mice from them and then replanted them and they increased in size, what is the halacha? This question follows the one on the previous daf about whether we follow the ikar, the original root, even when it results in a kula or only as a chumra. So while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated mice from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much mice he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Challah Chadash eye chart featuring the five types of grain, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye are all obligated in removing challah from their dough, and they combine with one another for this obligation. They are forbidden to be eaten as Chadash before the Omer and are forbidden to be harvested before Pesach. So while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated mice from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much mice he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Chal Chodesh eye chart featuring the five types of grain, while he tested another patient's eye-hand coordination by combining grain, flour, and dough into a kazayas, which can make one chai for Chodesh Chametz and eating mice sheni, outside Yerushalayim, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that kernels of grain, flour, and dough combine with one another. Rav Kahana says, this means that one who eats a kazayis of chadash combined from these three types of foods is chai malchus. Rav Yosef says, refers to chametz on Pesach, that eating a combined kazayis of these three incurs malchus. Rav Papa says that it means that one who eats a combined kazayis from these three of Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim incurs malchus. Rava brings another opinion regarding tumah. Daf Ayin Av. So the Siman Daf Ayin Av is a donkey going ee-ah. So here goes. The donkeys brayed ee-ah. Donkeys braying ee-ah. That must be on Daf Ayin Aleph. The donkeys brayed ee-ah in delight of the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, which reminds us the Katsir prohibition only applies to places which the Omer may be taken, but any place whose grain may not be used for the Omer, such as irrigated fields, may be harvested before the Omer. So the donkeys brayed ee-ah in delight of the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, but brayed aw-ee in protest of the men from Yericho who stacked the grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hektish Kerub and sycamore trees, which reminds us, Abraisa relates six practices of the Anshei Yericho, of which three were in accordance with the sages' wishes, and three which were against their wishes. The three which were against the Chachamim's wishes were, number one, they also stacked the harvested grain before the Omer. Number two, they allowed benefiting from branches cut off from Hekdesh, Kerub, and sycamore trees. And number three, they made breaches in their gardens and orchards to allow the poor to take the fallen fruit on Shabbos and Yom Tov during famines. The Chachamim were concerned they might climb the trees and pick the fruit. So the donkeys brayed e'ah in delight at the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, but brayed awe in protest at the men from Yericho who stacked their grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hekdesh Kerub and sycamore trees, as they were being used to plow shachas down the middle of a field, separating it into two for Peah, which reminds us, a Mishnah lists numerous separations which divide a field regarding Peah, such as a ravine or a road requiring Peah in each section. Remer says, Kotsu Ashachas Mapsik, one who harvests unripe grain, the harvested area divides the field in two because he doesn't consider such reaping the first stage of harvesting the field. The Chachamim say the field is only divided if he plows a harvested area because they consider this reaping itself as harvesting, which does not divide the field. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have in Machlokas if the Omer may be harvested during the day? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number two, which daf do we have the Kesiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss the five grains which are subject to Challah and Chadash, excluding Orez and Dochen? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number four. Which daf discuss regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, whether the Omer permit them or not? That's on daf Samech Tes. Good. Number five. Which daf to discuss a case where an elephant swallowed palm fibers and expelled them and they were made into a basket? That's on daf Samech Tes. Good. Number six. Which daf do we discuss one who separated miser from stalks of grain and then replanted them? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we know that regarding Sefiras HaOmer, it's a mitzvah to count days and it's a mitzvah to count weeks? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we know that the Kesira prohibition only applies to places from which the Omer may be taken? That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you discuss when does Chadash become permitted? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you know that the marketplace in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the Omer was brought? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.